Herman Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store. Constable Ben Withers is just entering.
You're going down to the jail, Willie. Get out of this web. I don't want you getting stretched. I'll be down there after a while.
Come in. Oh, howdy, Ben.
Hi. Sorry. It's cold. Let me get over by the stove.
Yeah, it's a cold one, all right. Regular blue norther.
Wouldn't be a bit surprised if it snowed a little.
Snowed? In March?
Fine. In Mount Idy, we had 2 inches of snow on the 14th of April in 1909.
Careful, Ben. Don't get too close to the stove. You're liable to burn a seat out of your britches.
Yeah. Well, how are Abner and Dick getting along? Have they buried the hatchet?
No, they ain't. And if things keep going the way they are now, I'm feared one of them's going to bury the hatchet in the other and skull.
Why, Larry. The stove is
hotter. Told you it was hot there. Yeah. Azer Seastrunk burned his britches out a while ago. Now, sir, I don't know what to do with that, Abner. I've never saw him so jealous of anybody in my whole life. Just getting way out of reason.
Well, jealousy can turn a meek man into a green-headed monster.
Well, it's sure doing it to Abner. What's that I smell burning? Don't stand so close to that stove, Ben.
Sure got it. Stoked down good, haven't you?
Well, Abner gets more purple than green. I've just got to do something about him, but I don't know what to do. Beardy's going to lose his mind if he keeps going this way.
Fine.
I don't mind telling you, I'm worried about him.
Well, it's possible for a person to become unbalanced over some emotional problem.
Well, I don't think he's come unbalanced yet.
There was a fellow at Mount Ivy, Rutherford Schultz. Hugo Schultz's brother before he moved to Fort Smith.
How's that again?
Yes. Well, Rutherford had a burning desire to become the number one man on the Mount Ivy bowling team. However, Rutherford kept being frustrated from attaining this by one thing and another, politics, unfair seniority rating, partiality, and the fact that he couldn't seem to roll the ball straight.
Well, I don't see that that's got a whole lot to do with Abner's case.
Yeah. With dogged determination, Rutherford continued to fight for a place on the team for a period of 17 years. And then his constant failure caused his mind to snap. And from that day on, Rutherford thought he was a rabbit.
Thought he was a rabbit? Why would he think he was a rabbit?
Compensation, you know. Rabbits can't bowl.
Huh?
The thing to do is give the patient simple, interesting things he can do to give him a feeling of success and accomplishment. Some hobby mechanical task. Birdhouse building. Knitting. Jigsaw puzzles.
Jenny, I don't know what Abner can do. I know he can't knit. Wish I could think of something, though. I'd like to give that a try, because Abner's mind's right on the ragged verge right now.
I noticed that Beckley had some rather nice wood-burning sets down at the drugstore. How about one of those? Might be a little advanced for Abner.
No, I think he could catch on to it. Maybe I'll just go down there and get him one of them. Got to do something before it's too late.
It's worth a try.
All right, wait a minute. Johnny comes Abner now. Don't mention nothing about where I'm going or what I'm going to do.
Yes, I will.
That wind's cold enough to freeze a fella right in his tracks, you know?
Yes. Certainly. Never know that this is the first day of spring, would you?
First day of spring? You done mixed up there, Ben. This is winter. Spring don't get here till long about. Spring?
No, it's here now. Just got here. March 22nd. Vernal equinox. Your almanac will prove I'm right. Where is it? I'll just show you.
Well, I think it's setting over. Hey, where are you going, Long?
I'll be back directly. I've got to see a fella about a certain something.
What certain something?
I'll see you later.
Well, wait a minute. Ben, do you know who he's going to see?
Right. Now, here we are. I'll just show you where it says that this is spring.
Ben, that's silly. If I went home taking off my long underwear and put on my intermediates, why, Elizabeth think I was testing ahead, and I would too.
Well, I'll just wait till I find the right page here. I'll show you.
Spring. Grandpa Master still has the ear flap down on his cap. I know good and well it ain't spring till he turns them ear flaps up.
Just a moment.
Talking about spring.
Here's the page right here. Spring.
Well, the book's got it wrong. That's all I can say.
Yes, now listen to this. Spring. Popular name given to vernal season, which begins with the vernal equinox about March 21st or 22nd, and ends with the summer solstice, June 21st. Well, do you hear that? Spring begins March 21st to 22nd.
See how they figure that out.
Well, it covers it quite fairly. Just listen. The vernal equinox occurs when the sun crosses the vernal equinoctial point, which is that point where the celestial equator and the ecliptic cross. This brings spring to the northern hemisphere. Well, now do you understand it?
Well, not all of it, no. Who that Byrne feller in there kept talking about?
How's that?
That Byrne L somebody.
Oh, that's vernal equinox.
Don't be fishing me.
This is a rather peculiar term.
Man, I hate to show my ignorance, but I wish you'd explain that to me in little bitty words of just what all that means.
Well, I've got to be running along. I promised three fingers more I'd pick him up some rose thread and crocheting some doilies to put under the cuspidors in the cell.
But wait a minute, Ben. What about spring? You was going to spring that,
oh,
to
me. Oh, well, I know. You can read the cell yourself.
I can't read that print. It's too fine for me.
Oh, here comes Frederick. Get him to read it.
Well, wait a minute, Ben.
Hello, Mr. Abner.
Howdy, Cedric.
Oh, what a beauty day. Boy.
Beauty day? Is that what you said?
Yes, Ma.
Cedric, it's the worst day we've had this year. Hey, wait a minute. What kind of an outfit have you got on there? Straw hat, ice cream pants, panty shoes?
Yes, Ma. Well, that's the spring, Mr. Abner, the first day of spring.
Oh, you heard about that too, huh, Cedric?
Yes, Ma. We learned about it in school the other day. Oh, happy spring.
Well, Lord me, you oughtn't to be out dressed like that, even if it is spring. You'll catch a pneumonia.
No, Mama. Well, I always dress this way in the spring.
Yeah, but look at yourself. You're shaking and shivering like a dog on a wet sack.
I am, huh?
And look at your ears. They're blue, Cedric. You better get over there by the stove and get warmed up.
The stove? Have you still got the stove running? Sake. Right in the middle of the spring.
Why, Cedric, we've got the stove running to keep from freezing to death. That's what we got it running for.
Oh, I just love the spring. It's my favorite season.
Cedric, you better sit down before you shake yourself to pieces there.
Just to be alive in the spring, the flowers are blooming and the birds are singing.
Where have you heard any birds singing today?
Well, I just seen a robin on my way over here.
A robin? Did you sure not see a robin?
Yes, Mom, I seen him.
Where was he, setting up my tree?
No, Mom, he was laying on the ground, froze to death.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen to you, too, if you don't get some warm clothes on. Just because this is our first day of spring don't mean it's actual warm out, Cedric. I don't believe you know what spring is, either.
Oh, yes, Mom, I do. Spring is when a little elf with pointed green shoes comes tippy-toeing out of the forest and touches all the leafy plants and trees with a magic wand, and they lift up their little heads into the warm sun and bust forth in a symphony of color. And then the little elf takes...
Wait just a minute, Cedric. I don't know where you heard that, but you can stop right there because it's all wrong.
All wrong?
Yeah, Ben explained the whole thing to me this morning. He got it direct out of the almanac.
Oh, did it tell about the little elf with the green pointed shoes?
Never even mentioned him. But now, if you'll sit down, I'll tell you how it works.
Oh, yes, Mom, I'd love to hear that, because spring is my favorite season. Boy, I just love spring.
Well, now, near as I get the story, every year along about March 22nd, there's a fella named Byrne Quinnox. Middle initial is L.
Don't believe I know him.
No, I know you don't, say.
Does he wear green-pointed shoes?
Not that I know of. I think he's a traveling man of some kind, the way he gets around. Anyway, along about this time of the year, this Mr. Quinnox goes down to the equator. Then the celestial poldices crosses the North Delta point and goes into the ecliptic joint, and that's it. Just for the northern atmosphere.
Oh,
that's all there is to it.
You mean that's what spring is?
According to the almanac, that's it.
No elf suited?
Not an elf.
Oh.
For the land's sake, Cedric, now cut out that blubber.
I can't help it. No elf.
All right, there is elf.
No, there is. You said there was.
Well, maybe I was just fooling. There might be an elf or two right around the store here. I don't know.
I can't see them. No little elf.
Wait a minute. Don't get those things I have to go see. I know there's some green socks in this bass summer. Yeah, here they are, size 12.
What are you doing, Mr. Abner?
Try with your eyes closed for a few minutes, Cedric, and you'll see.
Well, the tears can't get out for doing
that. Keep them closed.
I might drown.
It's supposed to fit over my head.
The biggest one disappointment in my whole life.
Wonder if one of these is big enough to go over my head.
All my life I've believed in elves.
Where's that fly from?
But cute.
Yeah, here it is. All right. Now you can look, Cedric.
Mom?
I'm an elf, Cedric. See? Green green shoes, magic wand.
Oh, that's a fly swatter.
Dad, blame it, I said it's a magic wand. Now watch me, I'm a little elf.
You look more like a goblin.
I'm an elf.
Say, Admiral.
I'm a little elf, tippy-toeing through the forest, tapping the little leafy plants on their heads. Tappy-tap, tap.
Oh, my goodness.
Tap.
I'm too late.